This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, a Republican representing the Great Lakes State's 2nd Congressional District. He's the top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee, and he's a candidate for the GOP nomination for governor in Michigan in 2010. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, the main reason, of course, that we're talking to you today is because of this letter sent to you by the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, Sylvester Reyes of Texas, saying that he's received information from CIA Director Leon Panetta that the CIA routinely misled and even lied to Congress between 2001 and 2009. This is after Panetta, after the whole Nancy Pelosi flap a few weeks ago, said that the CIA has not done that. So what do you make of these competing stories?
Well, I'll tell you, it's just kind of interesting and fascinating to watch the Democrats try to tear apart the CIA. You know, 2 months ago, it was the Speaker of the House saying the CIA always lies. And a Democrat, Leon Panetta, say, no, we don't. Now you've got the chairman of the Intelligence Committee saying the CIA always lies. Leon Panetta say, no, I don't. Then you got 7 members of Congress saying, from the Intel Committee, saying, Leon Panetta, you lie. And the answer is, Leon says, no, I don't. And then you got the president saying, oh, by the way, this intel authorization bill that's out there, I'm going to veto it. And it's like, wow, this is a food fight among Democrats, and the people that suffer are the people at the CIA and our national security.
What does it do for morale? What does it do to our effectiveness in the intelligence community for this type of public fight to keep going?
Well, what it does to the morale is it destroys the morale of the people at the community. You've got now effectively all of the leadership on a national security team dealing with intelligence saying the CIA is nothing more than a bunch of liars. You've got people who were within who were in the intelligence community who got asked to be nominated by President Obama, and Congress has come back and say and has said pull back those nominations because these people were involved with programs that even though Congress was fully briefed on them, even though Congress fully funded them, we didn't agree with. So these people are disqualified and unfit for service to their country. And it's pathetic. It's very, very disappointing.
What do you make of the timing of this, and why do you think Democrats resurrected this issue when it finally blew over a little bit after the Speaker took so much heat for it?
I don't know, the letter that, you know, when you say the letter delivered by Sylvester Reyes, actually it was delivered by his chief of staff after my staff had gone home on Tuesday night, slipped under the door because the door was locked, and within 10 minutes we were getting calls from the media saying, what do you think of Sylvester's letter to you? And it's kind of like, I don't know, and where is this letter, and how do I get a copy? You know, I think it all hints are that this was trying to provide political cover for the Speaker of the House for the comments that she made back in May.
What do you see as the underlying reason for going after the CIA in a public way? Whether it's in addition to political cover, is there a larger issue of demonizing, for lack of a better term, the intelligence community?
Well, in some ways, we're going back to the church community. We're demonizing the people that we ask to do some pretty serious stuff. You know, we ask them to steal things. We ask them to steal secrets from foreign countries that may want to attack the American people or the American homeland. We want them to identify and target for us where Al-Qaeda safe houses may be in Pakistan and Afghanistan so that we can take them out with missiles or with an attack by our ground forces. You know, those are all dirty things that we ask an intelligence community to do. They're dirty, but they help keep America safe, and there's just a lot of folks on the Democratic side who don't think that we should be doing those kinds of things, and so it is really an effort, from my perspective, by the Democrats to neuter the intelligence community. How do I know? It's exactly what they did in the 1990s. They neutered the intelligence community. That's what made us vulnerable on 9/11.
Congressman, you've been on the committee for a long time. You're a former chairman, now the ranking member. What's been your experience with the CIA in briefings, either in public or behind closed doors?
Well, I mean, I think overall they're forthright. Sometimes it's a little hard to get information. You got to pull the information out sometimes. But overall, I think that they, you know, that they try to give us the information that we need to do our job. Now, in all truthfulness, you know, back in 2001, there was a missionary plane that was shot down in Peru. Two people were tragically killed. Some of the people on that plane were from my congressional district. The two that were killed were from my congressional district in Michigan. The inspector general did a report, did an investigation and a report, and 7 years later they said, you know, the CIA misled Congress, misled the Intelligence Committee as to what happened in those incidents that resulted in the tragic deaths of two people. But, you know, and I use the term lied at that point, but it was after the inspector general had done a thorough analysis and a thorough report and had submitted that report to Congress. It was not after one 45-minute briefing from the director of the CIA that I started making, that these Democrats have started making these outrageous charges. It's kind of like, let's gather the data. Let's be professional about this. But by the way they're handling it, you can tell this is not intended to be professional oversight. This is intended to be politics 101, and actually they're doing it very badly. They're clearly in need of some adult supervision.
Congressman, is there some confusion on the other side of the aisle about the difference between lying and being wrong? Because we always heard about the intelligence community lying about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq and so forth. So is there simply a confusion over the difference between the intelligence being inaccurate and outright lying?
I think there may be in some cases where, I think the example is Iraq with weapons of mass destruction. I think the community believed that all the intelligence pointed to that these things did exist in one form or another. And obviously when we got there, the intelligence was wrong. I don't think people in the community intentionally misled us, but they were just wrong. And you know what? We need to make allowances for that as we review intelligence. You gather intelligence and try to understand what someone's doing at the same time that this person or this country may be trying to deceive you and confuse you. And so when you're gathering intelligence, you got to recognize that whatever data you collect, it's imperfect, and there's a certain risk and a possibility that the information's wrong.
Last question before we let you go here, Congressman. You mentioned the intelligence debate that's about to take place on the floor of the House, and that the president may actually veto the bill being put forward by his own party. Bring our listeners up to date on what's at the crux of this debate.
Well, I think there's two parts of this debate. Number one, on the floor, what you're going to have is this intel bill starts to set the framework for moving our intelligence community from a posture of preventing future attacks, which is where we've been for the last 8 years, back to what we had in the 90s, that they're now part of a law enforcement activity, that if we see bad people out there, that once the bad people have done something, that we are in a position to prosecute them to the fullest extent of the law. That's not what an intelligence community does or does very well. It will make the nation less safe. The other second key component of this is finding out, and doing some work on, determining whether the CIA lies. I mean, it's amazing when you think about it. The speaker said back in May, the CIA lies, they lie all the time. There's not been one hearing on this. Unbelievable. You would think that the Intel Committee would be all over this to determine whether that information is accurate or not and what we can do to fix it if it is true, but not one hearing. So clearly, the Democrats aren't taking it very seriously.
Well, Congressman, as you mentioned, this could have huge ramifications on the intelligence community, especially in terms of morale. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Hey, always great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, top Republican on the House Select Intelligence Committee, candidate for governor in Michigan in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.